to jest wszystko to świetne. Nie będziemy się przejść, a to też tam nie będzie na głowie. I po prostu ta zrobi dla nich, żeby za to nie doszło. Nie ma zoicy o tym świecie, że ma dalej ma zoicy. Nie ma zoicy o tym świecie. Jeśli patrzę, które o tym byli, to są sukcesy, bo to są technical discrepancies occurred during the procurement of the exit process. Indeed, would have proceeded in the book there, would not have proceeded in the book of the practice. Losing the streamers without fully declaring this hearing by experience. But I know that the accountants will understand what we are saying. For the rest of us, let me use what I was called a theological analogy to explain myself. My understanding is that in order to gain salvation, you have to first confess your sins. God forgives, but this does not end, or this is not the end of the story. You also have to atone your sins and make restitution to those you have. So God expects you to clear up your mess.
Honorable Minister, I was not aware that you moonlight as a lay preacher. It's a very risky profession in these days of the good priest, Woody T.J. Joshua.
Okay. And I'm amazing this analogy to everybody, because if you could have made it, it's actually this hundreds of course. Happy words, cleaning up this mess. Let me try to explain. Since 2009-10, the ATS qualified disclosure of the irregular expense in the Department of Public Works. And in particular, the property management taken, because it could not be confirmed to be complete and accurate. The past qualifications do not go away from this. They continue to accumulate. That's what we believe with here. To improve audit findings requires that you fully investigate all the transactions and fully declare irregular expenses cumulatively for all the prior years. That's what we've been doing. So the response of the financial stabilization team from Public Works was to undertake the massive task of reviewing all transactions from 1910 until the present, which was some 1.3 million transactions in total. So the team detected that 34.9 billion in irregular expenses, some of it going back as far as 2001. Right. My point is that for Public Works to move on and to improve the services, to attain this salvation I'm talking about, if you like, it was necessary to be very transparent and identify the problems of this. That's it. To confess those things in terms of my analogy. But we also had to clean up the mess again in terms of my analogy. We had to atone and make that difference. That's what we're talking about. So this is what we are busy with at the moment. We are now obliged to investigate every case of irregular expenses, assign accountability, and take necessary action. 1.1 billion of the 34.9 billion has been identified for investigation for fraud and corruption. That's where we suspect something. Hence, we're going now for investigation. There have been a number of dismissals and criminal and even civil cases which are because we're dealing with these issues. Let me not be misunderstood to be justified or trivializing the matter of irregular expenses. The point that the AG makes is this one, that irregular expenses, failure to comply with accounting and procurement procedures, creates the fertile ground for fraud and corruption to take place. And that is what we have to cut against. Indeed, this is why we have created a separate governance risk and compliance branch in the Public Works. not only to investigate wrongdoings, but to focus on putting in place the necessary systems for good governance to ensure compliance and manage the risk. And I think it comes back to the issue of the necessary systems to prevent all these things. So, in conclusion, Mr. President, let me briefly reiterate what I said in the budget report about the bigger picture and the strategic priorities for the department going forward. I said, we've stabilized public works, we are moving into the second phase of the turnaround. Remember, my turnaround was 7 years. 2 years is gone now. The first one was the stability. Now we're entering into the second phase, which I said is improving the way we do business. So during this phase, and over the 5 years of this administration, we have set those 5 priorities. The creation of 6 million work opportunities for the poor and unemployed people to labor intensive delivery of public services and infrastructure. In that area, we're not satisfied on how this is implemented at municipality level. But we're trying by all means to improve those and keep on engaging with the municipalities. The ORS's navigation of the property management entity and the transformation of the core property business. Must not just talk about operationalizing the property management agent, but central to it is the transformation of the property industry, which remains white and the black people are in the fringes of the property industry. 3 is the full operation of the governance risk and compliance plan so that we drive this anti-corruption and spearhead the second phase of what's around, which is this efficiency enhancement. And a person to enhance, or this also means when to promote a committed performance-driven culture. The issue is that we have to deal with the culture in the public service. Because in some instances, it's lack of the accountability, but also lack of consequence when people have not delivered in public service. It's a very serious problem in our department. We're trying to change that. But it doesn't just need a stick only. It needs a lot of other things and positive motives. So in consultation with all the stakeholders on the property, particularly the wider public sector community in the provinces, we are involved in a policy review which will culminate in a public website to clarify and refresh the money for public works. You will all appreciate that we are using all the different apps all over, but we don't have a public website which is governing us, which is a very serious matter. In partnership with our entities, the charter councils and stakeholders, we have renewed a sustained program of action to transform the built environment. The construction and the property sectors to better reflect the demographics of the country in terms of ownership, control and speed. And we want to raise this. Transformation must not just talk about changing this company to black, and then we put a few equation to see that it's transformation. To ask transformation means you must go deeper into the skills issues for those who are disadvantaged in those particular areas. But as I told, I want to say these priorities point to a two-pronged strategy. Putting in place the structures needed to consolidate the stability, while simultaneously focusing on the service delivery on the key values of public works. That means managing
I'm sure it's your dear wife, you can say that you do love her, but you contact her very much.
Sorry. Well, I'll say focus on service delivery and the key mandates of purposes, managing the state aspect. And I think members should appreciate one thing in managing the state. There are properties which belong to us. There are properties belonging to the properties who are having their own accounting officers, who are having their own executive authority. There are also properties who belong to the municipalities. Who municipalities, when it suits other people, they will tell you that they are a sphere of government. But when it suits other people, they want us to answer on behalf of the municipality. But when it doesn't suit them, they will tell you that we are a sphere of government. We can't mess up with the constitution. We have our own powers. Then when we deal with the state properties, we have to mitigate that. We have to be in partnership with all those three levels of government. In fact, we can't compel them to do the way we do. We have to advise them, and we have to seek consensus with them. And the other issue is obviously, of course, and the transformation of the region. For those who have said, Jefferson, I want to hand over to the DG to walk us through the report.
Minister, thank you very much.
Director General.
Thank you, Chair, honorable members of the Portfolio Committee. I will be leading the presentation of the annual report. I will largely be leading the first part of the report, and then when we get to the financial and the hosting part, I will send over to the CFO to take us through. May I turn an apology for the necessities that we realize after achieving that there are certain operational problems that occurred in the first set of the force that we did, where we realized that as many in front of the certain cables and some pages were overlaying over each other. And we have attempted to bring a first copy of the correction and of what is appeared by someone in there. Where there are changes in terms of the pages, I will refer to those during the presentation. But largely because I am dealing with the presentation on a high level basis, there are few of those, but I will ask that the colleague must be sure to to at the end of the presentation indicate which pages were then filed according to them. The presentation perhaps will be aimed at reflecting on the department's non-financial and financial performance for the year for the year ended 31st of March 2014. It will cover on the layout, the performance information, which in the presentation will be chapters 1 and 2, from page 5 to 17, and then some salient issues that come on from chapter 4 to the issues of document, resource information, and then the third part will be the annual contract statement and the audit report information. Which includes all findings and budget measures, which will cover, in terms of the slides that are indicated in the audit findings and issues that are mentioned in the 5th chapter. When it comes to the performance information, Chair, we have reported on the issues as per the description last week. That's your question, and having been driven by the need to improve service to the market. We undertook a process of dealing with operational project overhaul, which itself was a response to what we identified in the course of our own internal monitoring evaluation, and the low rate of delivery, and the very problems that we realized that we need to understand. In the process, we had to deal with issues and effects a tight managing of the conditional service delivery agreement. The development and completion of the custodian asset management plan and the user asset management plan. We also had to deal with issues of issuing comprehensive performance instructions within the and the parts of the agreement that we had. and also had to deal with the issue of delay of delay in the nation as a result of delayed retirement from Makassar. Therefore, I had to look at including the time of performance of this in order to contribute on this revival process. The revival infrastructure project in order to align with also the MDF side. We also dealt with the issue of after-graduate financing projects, which required an extensive engagement that took place with the national and political countries. And this is the basis for which we report on the progress made with regard to how we're dealing with the issue of state properties and the offices that we had and that we were reporting on. As having made significant progress. As we stand, 95% of the land parcel is 2,300 total million, and buildings have been systematically certified. We have also commenced work to meet all the other questions that are required in order to ensure that our office is an important conference for safe the requirements of the financial reporting and infrastructure from both finance and the government business. In the younger view, we transferred properties to, we as part of beginning of operationalization of the property management trading entity. We transferred assets and properties with a carrying value and 3.6 million, which comprised a number of different valuation numbers, which over the next 2 years will begin to bring increasing of the price. In accordance with the constitutional provisions in terms of the directive 2 of the Commerce Finance Board, certain assets are now reflected as provisional amounts. Under draft, which is generally recognized as a part in terms of the institution. This budget is applied to approximately 4,000 investment properties amounting to 3.9 billion. The remainder will also reflect the structures when we reach March 2016. Also, we one of the areas that have extended much to this pattern was an ICT environment, which we needed to overhaul, and which we have done to run a long way towards the change and the environment. Our information communications technology is a critical enabler and provides support for operations of this pattern. As a result, a new trajectory of increasing the rate of ICT in all sectors of our business area is being achieved. Third approach over the next 5 years in line with our turnaround strategy will maintain a key revamp of our information communication technology portal to allow for the enhancement of our communication with internal and external users and users for ensuring the efficiency to provide services. Phase 1 is commenced with the important infrastructure phase, including the planned establishment of the national recovery and business continuity centers. Chair, as a result of that, in the new year, we'll be able, for example, to hold every Monday meetings with organizations, recovery and organizations, so as a true telephone communication to deal with critical areas of this and focus with this project. The other areas that are critical for dealing with the project outcomes under the auspices of the Accountability Management Committee. We have also undertaken a list review process, which I think has already been reported very widely and starts to continue to the end on the program progress. This is one of the major challenges that has faced the government. With the assistance of the National Treasury, we embark on a liberating process to address this backlog. We also look at imminent defining issues and business processes, improvement of business processes that relates to the beach. And we also look at ensuring that contracts for the project as well to current status. We reviewed these properties and completed the exercise in the included. They are still characterization of about 2,780 properties that include listings of government owned properties spread across the 11 regions and public properties. In addition, we have finalized the lease management policy and strategies as part of the ensuring the government's process in the we have realized that because of the number shown here in our business, when we took the diagnostic analysis of the disease, that at a particular stage in our portfolio, those 100% of our issues have expired. We are working towards ensuring that we move as targets I think we're close to above now 85% currently. That has been achieved through the African infrastructure as well as our own applications with the customers. We also looked at the property and facilities management business and we saw that we have developed this. We developed the property and facilities management business that includes quality strategies, specification guidelines, and contract documents for facilities management, and a policy on listing in relation to the energy efficiency resources. This one is strategy and completed by me and to do very well. Consultation with other role players, and a final policy presented to me. The department participated in intergovernmental testing and contributed to the development and implementation of IoT interventions such as the energy performance certificate, medical, nationally approved mitigation actions, NAMA, which is managed under the Department of from the Comprehensive National Forest Perspective, Department of Energy, environment, and then energy efficiency through the smart metering. We will exchange that we also went out on China for participants to assist us in this study on a much more complex basis than we were before. And China is that we have to understand the finance here. We have also embarked on the establishment of government risk and compliance branch. I think critical to all the problems that we have. Central for the problems that we've experienced in the department over the last 5 or 6 years. It's been an issue of continuous deterioration of our partners and compliance. And I think those will see how many negative outcomes that we have extension of these processes. In a bit to improve in this, we then and look at the efficiencies and the strategic management, inclusion, governance, and risk and compliance, we then established the difference in the we are able to address those issues. I think there have been a wide important activities that relates to fraud and corruption that the department undertook, and I think anti-corruption policy and status of processes that were advised. This is part of project five of the general plan, which was a critical part of ensuring that we continue the issue of the municipal department. Whistleblowing policy was developed to encourage reporting on corruption indicators. In addition, I think that indicators in the test of the national we do present to either those tools that increase the appointment of the high mood to the social factor. I think a number of proclamations that seems to be passed would be possible to deal with those areas of writing. Also, I think a number of actions that have been taken to discipline people in this area, as well as those that have been distributed criminally, including also taking actions that they have undertaken that relates to claiming that the money that may have been lost by government to sort of fund where the initiative and the process. From an operational perspective, if I were to summarize some of the internal issues that are looking for us to improve our own efficiency, we have adopted the infrastructure delivery management system, which is going to be showing us. We do not experience the same problems we were experiencing in the past with regard to our performance on the infrastructure department. IGMS has now been institutionalized. We will still continue at the end of the year and continue to discuss for the looking at all the areas that can even create and even reduce the steps required to be running and deal with the key issues that begin that are at the heart of our management of the foundations from outside. The development of service delivery model, which is more of the whole system, with development of standards for our accounts management process, to improve time relations, to improve properties and projects, and that's the management of the delivery. We established what we call war room, which is largely different from a supply chain management SMS to deal with the backlogs and bootstraps of the environment. This is one of the difficult challenges that the State Department is facing. On the one hand, the procurement has become too inefficient. But on the other hand, we will, and I think largely to a large extent, began to actually feed into the encouragement of people to be non-compliant with the human challenges, and in the, which resulted in a significant amount of our expenses being deflected in the university of the and those are the things we have to do to make sure that there is no basis for people to want to sort of have any of our systems for this issue, but only the thing and the development of the processes. Training of officials in the SCM process. A major issue that we have identified in order to improve service delivery, particularly the procurement part of our service department. Continuing efforts to deal with cost concerns within the department, as well as within the cost of services, as we are mentioning. These efforts are geared to changing the project manager ratio from one project manager to 20 projects per project manager to 1 to 5. It's the aim that we are one to five, so that there is sufficient space for any project manager, particularly if you're dealing with a major project, to manage it. I think if you're dealing with 20 projects, from this complexity and different in size and also some very tight deadlines. You're unlikely to put on this feed the non-performance of the country from innovation models. Significant efforts to operational and the CMT demand through a number of CMT meetings, discussions, and engagements with all stakeholders, including the in government as well as outside of government, we are taking. I think this is an initiative that is approaching both year end and then working with the We are now at the table now to do issues of social, the policy of personal issues that might be the more information of the corporation efficiency. We also have here the and infrastructure understanding. And I think the construction management is identified a number of issues that are imaginative management compared to projects, scoping of projects, who are planning to design, funding allocations that are aligned to project delivery and requirements. And I think we may address the issue which lies in product and management of the project. I think the issue of product management within the department is central when identified this very significant project. Where we have not disclosed across all times the contract financial of the department. And therefore show that the kind of organization and time and experience is not okay. Chair, again, from page 62 to 66. We deal with the issue of performance. Again, I have assumed that the details are contained in the annual report and those numbers of the price. Those details are contained in the report. What I'm speaking to is just the list of those key issues. Just as an introduction to it, so our vote consists of five groups. The first one being program one, which is the normal program that deals with strategic leadership and support functions, including accommodation needs and overall management of the department. Generally, from department to department, this program is generally Program 2 is remote asset management, which purpose is to provide managed government renewable property portfolio in support of government social, economic, and functional and political objectives. Program 3 is a program that houses the expanded public works program, which is to ensure the creation of work opportunities, the provision of training, of unskilled, marginalized, and unemployed people in Africa, coordinating the implementation of the expanded public works program. Program 4, which is property and construction industry policy regulation, whose purpose is to regulate and promote the growth and transformation of construction property industry, promoting quality and best practices in construction and municipal asset management. Is where our portal policies will come to in program 5, we use learning and associated services. It deals with various services, including communication, philosophy of government, assisted housing facilities, organization of the dimension of national memorials, and meeting the portal for responsibilities of state functions. And this program that, for example, we are able to ensure that the programs to support President Xi in the achievement of their objectives are managed, including Loving the Young and to the UN and that persists in because the statement of that former president. When we look at the targets and achievements and non-achievements under three years under program one, we were in general project house. The report that the plan for general project was developed, which is assist with all with issues of evaluating general project issues, sorry that issues related government of impact. We ran 24 core governance workshops during the year. Training was conducted to understand performance information also guided by an approach which now MND policies was belong to the and I will go to the following page and one page to that program. Program 2 over 99,000 properties were verified to the education and updated in accordance with the treasure on requirements for the assets, immovable assets. 2014-15 PM was completed. It's called the it still remains an area of challenge for China to complete, because it is granted on the basis of the submission of the use of asset management plan by the financial in English areas. In an area that is going to continue to stand in order to ensure that all our youth departments are able to complete the use of asset management plan that we can ensure that we are the custodian asset management plan that encompasses the expertise that reflects the requirements of our government leaders to fulfill its functions. We completed 159 construction projects in the year, which were the reference of the start of the airport. And the program G3, which is the expanded public works program, 2021 municipalities reported on the DWP targets. And then you recall saying that in the post of the first time the transfer payment under which many times that is made to the municipalities of the people. Because of their responsibilities and expanded populace program. Over 1 million work opportunities were awarded to the program, of which 49% benefited youth, 61% women, and we achieved only 1.48% professions and communities. Who participated in this contract. Program 4, which is the Property and Construction Industry Policy Regulation, achieved the following: draft up the land South Africa bill, which was approved by cabinet for priorities and for cap finance. We also worked on the development of the IT commercial plan. Independent development trust business case is submitted as part of the government and the research of the independent of the ICG. We also managed to develop the team, the property management and industry business tools and the Ministry of Government and the chair subsequently learned and in the new time of finance. That was presented to cabinet, which was initiated and approved by Congress. Go back to program one. We also achieved the development of customized investment indicators for provincial public works departments, which is the beginning of public works and beginning to fulfill and implement this oversight role in the concurrent function of public health. We also conducted a series of workshops and training on risk management in the Under program 2 continuing, we managed 2,441 disagreements on an initial portfolio of 2,728 disagreements. We developed the business case for PMTE and indicators, and then we conducted 1,114 inspections on construction projects nationally and business and buildings, in ensuring that we know and do it in accordance with the OSHA Act, which is the Act for Building Health and Safety, Occupational Health and Safety Act. Across the country. 1 million jobs, work opportunities, and to create the budget is 1,044,000 work opportunities created, sorry, 1,424 work opportunities created from provincial after schools and projects which are which we are working on in the end of the year. And then on program 2, slide 13, we conducted an Australian 10 user department compliance with GIAMA workshops in order to ensure that I indicated that the improvement in the development of the user bench and the quality of each bench. We also developed strategic policy norms and standards in various aspects on the management of the application for the creation of our members. And these policy documents are currently in the process of the work Chair, that is necessary to indicate that we continue to prosper in some senses during the year. And these were terrible. And have been identified in some factors, the part of things that have been addressed to the general strategy. Capacity constraints were spread in cooking areas, caused by several factors. The area of where you get cost based on the subjugation management, which is deep, some of the negative sounds, which we let sound in the end of the year. So, approaching industries where the quiet situation, the quality needs to be higher people, who are experts to help us with this space. Also can help people in construction, project management, being that we will need to be to assist us in stabilize. Also, as in the case of everyone else, shall have an experience by some constraints and taking efforts. These constraints sometimes need to appreciate a manage from the economic environment that we are in, and to some extent, where you are located, resources, for particular purposes, it's difficult to maintain, and she is saying that it's very important to be happy. But we have worked with Mr. President trying to look and make sure that our value structure and our budget composition is improved for improving the service. The issues of supply chain management were amongst the issues that were internal problems that we had involved in the area. The issue of our information communication technology systems was also an issue at the beginning. We began to develop an issue of our experience challenge, particularly ensuring that we are able to keep on time and know what's happening. Challenge of corruption, mismanagement, maladministration, and general management practices of departments, and we continue to do so. We believe that when we finish our first agreement, then show improvement and service delivery model, but we will be able to eliminate any of the inefficiencies. But when it comes to the use of corruption, I think complicated by the fact that we deliver services and partners the contract assets. And therefore, even our client departments, in addition to outside our ability, we have to maintain those banks. And there are issues that we will deal with. Some of these, and I might not mention the fact that we have one contract, and we use our IFRS 10, and therefore, we need to be the agents for us to can put in place a long term gap. The issue of risk management, also of the challenge, I think that includes guided and assisted by the Indigenous Oversight, sorry, by the Oversight Committee. That's our key from the state. I think under strategy to address the challenges, I think I've indicated to send out the federal group after having identified these improvements in the general program for strategy to be required. The plan has indicated chair as two phases to stabilization of social dynamic and digital dynamism. We are now largely substantively in phase two of the plan, having completed phase one. I think part of the outcomes of this team was for the outcomes of the interest as part of the vision of the let's just stabilize financial perspective, move towards the outcomes in the right direction. Several plan markets in the configuration of the strategic direction of the department to advocate forms to engage and during the issue of recovery planning capacity of the department. It will also contribute, it also contributes as it is to strengthen the relationship between our organizational managers, performance, greater transparency, and clear alignment of accountability, because we now can also look at the process of finance facilitators and creating information platforms enabling the example of price. So I won't go through the details of the components of the strategies. Certainly there's some time changes in the opportunity to give the committee on the focus because we have been catching on last. And on the HR chapter 10, we have 7,022 folks that are included in the adoption, which include both those that are funded and unfunded. There are still 5,710 of these folks, and the remaining is 1,133 that are available. 187 of these data is extremely critical positions that we are here as part of our structure. It shows the number of positions that we have described the establishment, and these are in most of them, particularly those that are issued the critical areas, are aimed and where appointed in order to assist us in the critical areas that we have identified. Some of change amendments, short-term contracts for leaders. And the rest reflects on the serial problem of this problem, which is a problem of having hired inappropriate students as a result of any of these things. For example, one year, when over the period of share, we had the project progression. Over a very short period of time, there's been a lot of changes. The minister has DG level, the minister level, and very often people were hired through that process from the later part of the staff, and they were replaced by the areas where they are not necessarily skilled. And secondly, I think the practice is that okay over time of having inappropriate because people slice. We did indicate here previously that the committee that the issue of the misalignment between the institution of the CNP skills department. We then developed in the young HR plan progress as well as the draft recruitment plan to deal with the practice of the situation and also aligned in alignment with the budget for compensation of employees. one of the biggest issues in the year after 2012, the UNC when the year of the but the fact that the budget was treated by this project, and we also have used the money and that began ensuring that the budget was not realized. Non-extension of contracts and what is funding positions are advertising fees. During 2013-14 financial year, as you will see in the difference that is actually 399 employees left, when one of you are in the historic position of taking in the engineering. Chair, the next one is the one of the case values of the process of the present. This provides in terms of the Department of Construction and Administration Department a structure to serve the community and program. The reason why we bring the department in categories of tenation types. Rather than following death of permanence, relegation, trial of conduct, discharge through PNL, dismissal, regular misconduct, retirement, and in most cases we are dealing with permanent, in all cases we are dealing with analysis of the permanent, and we touch the case of the conduct. You will see, Chair, that last the reason why we believe this part is because the higher time, or the contract will come to end, or those are the basic finance, space, lighting, and then the rest is linear. Now, for those that are within the management, in the term of management to manage such as why the people are dying and how the structures came, those are part of the HR structures. And those are outside structures that are needed. The field development table, which is a very appreciated table, we look at the issues of translation. The statements are made in progress of the National Council Commission, gender, representation in terms of the progress of marginalized people, and then the liberation of population. You will see there that largely the area that remains an area of concern for the senior management of the country. Generally, we are now sitting at about 4%. We have set ourselves a target of 55%. So it comes from as low as 55% of the taxes. And we are committed to this value-adding progress. So this is still achieved. We are not ambition to provide for achieving the reality of the you will also realize that from an employment perspective, the employment demographic is largely African and humanitarian follow this line of the demographic of the country. On the skill development, this is a question of where we apply some skills and initiatives in line with the transformation requirements of the management. described your shoes, that largely people who have repressed his skills or processes are largely African, followed by white, Indians, colored Indians, which is generally then in the people living in the village is the total number and two like blue eyes but generally that is an area that we remain as a place because just a shift of 1% of the total number of employees in the region in line with the demographic habits and splitting the racial compositions again, the gender compositions. You will see that the department of and this is what I'm saying, the challenge now is to make sure that the whole language and education comes around. So we now reach that part of the education, which is the responses we can do for my now we handle to Mr. Cox.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honourable Minister, and all members of the Portfolio Committee. As a prime, walk us through the audited set of financial statements, as well as the audit report of the auditors for the two reporting entities. You will recall that in terms of the operations of the department, there are two entities. One is the actual main vote, which is the department itself, and the second is the PMTE. I think that I'd like to just request the actual audit reports of the two different entities as they'll indicate the extent to which we have moved forward. In addition to that, we have the audit and risk management committee, which is the audit committee of the body in terms of our governance structures, which also reports in terms of the operations of the department performing there. And that report you will find it in the actual annual report from page 142 and up to 146, or the conclusion of the outcome of the assessment done by the ESO outcome for the committee itself. I think this is set the context of the ESO set of financial statements that we've been through. We mentioned that the main board or in PFTE are being accounted for on different bases of accounting. The first base of accounting for the main board is the modified cash ratios. And the PSE being on the general legal and financial accounting practices. The distinction between the two is that in terms of the revised cash basis, you only recognize transactions when the actual payment or cash is actually flown in or out, whereas with the graph accounting basis, you actually recognize transactions at the time of incurrence or accrual. I think that's really the basic distinction. It is also very important to mention that the modified cash basis of accounting is what is utilized in government in general, whereas the draft accounting basis is a much more complex and sophisticated way of accounting and which you've adopted for the PMTE. And I can report that it matches up very well against best practices out in the private sector. And that indeed is where we believe the government is moving in terms of the developments that happen within the national treasury, with the expense to which the modified cash basis is augmented by the extensive and comprehensive disclosure notes that you get. And those disclosure notes will then try and modify or convert the cash basis to the accrual basis that have been done off penalty and other inclusive disclosure notes that we have. So in essence, for PMTE, the department will be forward. We are ahead of time, and we believe that by the time the actual adoption of the Grampa County flood government, we will be miles ahead. I thought that I should just provide that background. Starting with the set of the financial statements for DPW, I thought that this is the main vote. I thought I should give us a sort of background as to where we come from the department. And that sort of background and encapsulated with the Auditor General's opinions about the period that we've been with the department. And as you could see, in terms of the auditor's opinion or audit outcome and report of the AG, that's contained in pages 153 to 129, with the express opinion of the base of what the AG believes the department's situation is at. But going back to the history, if you look at 11-12, we had a sustained audit outcome, with the basis of the schema being around 8 pages, and hence the rate that you see on the actual slide there. We then introduced a turnaround initiative towards the latter part of 2012 and 2013, and the outcome or the impact of that one can see in the 12-13 financial period of reporting, in terms of the AG that expressed a qualified court's opinion to the department's performance, and the qualification status has moved from 8 to 3. And as you can see, the babies around the investments are the movements for the efforts and the commitments that we have. We then enhanced our interventions around this to find more resources, and then in the next financial year, which is the first important year under review, we are happy to announce that we have improved our outcomes and have received an unqualified audit opinion from the AG. The set of financial statements, chapter 7 that I've alluded to, is the progression statement. And then you'll have, which is 5 pages, I thought I should just alert and take members through. It's on pages 196 onwards. And then you have the financial performance, which is on page 198. And then we have the statement of financial position, which is on page 199. And the statement of business analysis is on page 200. And the cash flow statement at the last statement in terms of the set of financial statements, they have report on page 201. We'll not walk us through each one in detail, so the basis is trying our right, but I believe you should draw the attention of the members. In terms of the proposition statement on slide 29 for the members, you'll see that in terms of the 13-14 financial year, the appropriation, adjusted appropriation that we have, is on the first column that follows the maps that we have on the left hand side. We then looked at how do we shift funds among the appropriation that we are provided, and get some of the requirements. As you recall, the issue around the shifting of funds is shifting of funds or movement of funds within the program, without necessarily. That within the program itself, and that would not require the authority or approval of National Treasury. It would be the accounting officer, and just the basis of identifying areas within the program where there's an expenditure that we have, over expenditure, and shifting funds to ensure that you balance the funds of the program. We've done this for the entire 5 programs that we have in the department, and the shifting of funds that happen around the current payments and the payments for financial assets, where we move money from these resources to try and cover the potential expenditure that we project under the payment of financial assets, which was 7 of our computers and that. Similarly, on the environment, literally, we move funds from the payment of capital, put up the transfers, and as you can the reason behind that was to try and cover or assist the IDT with capital to continue their operations. And in terms of the other areas, in terms of the programs that move funds from to other programs, you'll see program 1, we move somewhere in about 5.6 million rands. Program 2, we move something like 14.1 million. And in program 3, we move something like 10.7 million. And we all move those funds to program 5. And the intention there was to cover costs that we are projecting for the stage two or another stage event that took place in the year under review.
So the final appropriation is received in the first of the column, last column that you have, is the appropriation that we're going to compare the stage against to determine whether we are over or under spending in terms of progress. That's the next slide that follows. You can see the variance there. Quite close, quite significant to that. After all these adjustments, the expenditure of the department is fairly close to what was appropriated to the department itself and hence copying the ratings. That was from problem one, problem two. The next slide is the same point, which just indicates the expenditure in the provision for problem four and five as we have. And then you've taken the same appropriation, but then stop doing the third program, and then look at the economic classifications, determine the economic classification and make sure of the expenditure that we have, and that's on slide 32. If you look at it, the part of the, or if you take the part of appropriation, I think the challenges that you can see that we have was the other expenditure that is sitting and the burden is just about 90% and if you let out the data by the DG, if you look at back to slide 10, because of the challenges that the department's experience. The rest of the others, if you look at compensation, there's only 46% of under expenditure, which has been caused by approval of all the volume that you need to cover the over to cover this or request for expenditure. On compensation came a little too late in the year for us people to be able to buy. And then on the goods and services, lastly around our turnaround project, which some of them came a little late in the year, and we spent some to materialize in the current year that we are in our year 14%. So to recap in terms of the expenditure in most goods and services, I'm saying that it's office accommodation, as well as the rural assets. Points that we made, like you say, as part of our turnaround. The transfer payments, we discussed it decreased from prior year, and the reason. If you look at the prior year, the prior slide that we had, if you look at the transfers and subsidies, you realize that the appropriation for the current year was 1.2 billion, whereas last year we had 3.1 billion appropriation. And the reason why that has gone down so significantly was because of the decrease of transfers and transfer service policies, which related to the phasing out of the pollution of the population taxes, the provinces and basically economy and to the share. And then public cooperation, the increase in allocation to the IDTW by 20 million adjusting process, that's a particular one that I spoke about. And then foreign governments have contributions to World Trade Memorial, and then the spending due to exchange rate impacts that we have. And the bills of capital access, the burden and spending due to placing implementation of infrastructure projects as part of the challenge that we indicated. And then I'm not sure there's equipment and spending, which is basically was the recipient from the supplier and process of cash flow of a company, we do not recognize those expenses as a solution. I think significant in the, this is what I see of probably provided in the beginning of my presentation, is that you will recall that we've had an approval from National Trade way back to 2006 for the establishment of a property trading and management trading entity, and that decision was never really operationalized. And in the current year, as part of our turnaround intervention, we had two decisions to operationalize that decision, and part of that decision meant that should have happened the transfer of assets and functions from PMTE or from the main board to PMTE as part of that operationalization. And the purpose of doing that was to facilitate improvement of the service delivery, move the property management functions to PMT so that it's better focused. The intention behind the transfer in itself of the service of PMTE was not set up as a separate entity, but however, PMTE to become an organizational component of the department, not separate. The real status of the trade entity was approved by Treasury in terms of the Public Finance Management Act, and the function of the transfer was complex in nature, and it's alien to the functions that were transferred in assets, legal obligations, social and structural stress in the transition to ensure that
Ethel Prime Minister with political obligations. The issues around the cosmic doubt was a movement of the essence in that the entire ethical phase of PPW was moved to the PMTE, and as a result, we compared the financials of PPW in the current year to the current or the prior year. You'll then see that level of change that has occurred. And this transfer, as I said, was effective from 1st of April 2013, and the transfer of the assets was for no consideration and allowed in terms of what the president requires and PFMA requires. And they will transfer at that period when the very NCR is put in the financials of the TPW. Just quickly on the financial performance of the department, you realize that we have a surplus in the current year of 208 million rand, which is what we did not spend, which we have to send back to the president as part of the that we have, and the indications of where that is coming in terms of the data. The financial position, you can see the net assets of the department has dropped. We compare year on year, last year was 39 million, which means that we have 12.9 million, which has been part of the transfer of functions that have occurred in the current year of another year. The capital statement indicates a negative, which is a bank overdraft because of our PMG account of 97.98 million, and this is just because of the historical nature of the unauthorized expenditure that our capital just now. Going back many years since they have not been voted for with the funds that go ahead to cover that. And because of the fact that they have to return money that they have not spent, we can see how to then be in an overdraft situation up until the next point that we have. As I did say, this is the modified tax basis and trying to make it more understandable to the accounting people who believe who actually follow. Basically, you have an extensive amount of notes to the budget statements that support the numbers and show the conversions. But in addition to that, these notes also explain certain of the numbers that would not necessarily be easily understood to be much more clarity and better understanding to the use of the budget statement. And I think in terms of these extensive disclaimers, I'll just try and touch on one or two or three of them that I believe would be of significant interest to the committee itself. And the first one would be the unauthorized expenditure of the department that in the final city, one unauthorized expenditure currently is about 255 million, and most of this come back from many years of the department's operation. These are the amounts that we can mark to utilize today. We spend the money, but we have to report on them as being unauthorized because we need to call the other mandate of the department at that time, as determined, and only how much can go to the house bank, which is the problem, so we can get the money back to the bank. The other is the irregular expenditure of the department. You can see the irregular expenditure of the department has moved from, this is the main vote, from 754 million to 583 million in the current year as a closing balance. That is the movement that you can see that an excessive amount of the expenditure was controlled within the current year to the tune of about 322 million, and the other reasons being the transfer of certain of the expenditure that are certainly in the main book because of a change in accounting basis of the PMT and PPW, the regular expenditure had been transferred to PMTE and has that number increased. Food and wasteful expenditure, the balance brought forward is about 15 million and the current is 1.9.8 million, with the bulk of the amounts of balance sitting there coming back many years as well, and we can provide the details to us in terms of the notes we have. Moving on to the financial statements for the PMTE, I think I will again go back to the historical performance of the department and the measure of that performance in the Polish outcomes that are going back to 11-12, the same for the outcomes, based on the same up in our 8-11 areas. We then, as I did indicate, that we instituted a turnaround for intervention, the impact of that intervention and resulted in the reduction of the base of the stable items from 11-7. and we continue with these improvements, and as we talked to this year, that the Department of the PLP has moved on to change those opinion or outcome to the qualification, which indicates some improvement, significant improvement, and the number of phases of the qualification itself, and we moved from 7 areas to 3. And that's all around operating these assets and abilities, their expenditure, and our accruals. I think by the slow pace of the improvements of the may ask members of the PFT, I think I'll just sort of touch back to my opening remarks that because of the complexity of the pace of accounting that you've adopted on this on PFT, secondly, because of the vast complex nature of the business. One of which is the issue around the leasing that is in the public domain as to how the challenges have affected the department's performance, and these are things that are trying to clarify. I did indicate the transfer functions, which is part of the operationalization of PLTE. So the main board lost its assets, but PLTE gained those assets, so which is our function. So what you see in the main board is a reduction in assets, but in the PLTE, you'll see a huge spike in terms of the asset base of the PLTE. And I think we did indicate that there are also a little bit of technical accounting issues that the 105, which is the one that regulates the transfer of funds between entities which are under common control. When you talk about common control under the same level of authority, under the same accounting officer, and just be sure I'd like to keep that the assets and liabilities should be measured at the time with the carried amount to the new entity, and not in the case, right? And that we applied the Directive 2 without indicate why we have to mention this. Directive 2 indicates or allows to not vary the assets to the current value that the assets are supposed to be at or market related value, but just to pay them in terms of the carrying amount that we got them from the transferring entities. And the process to vary those assets can allow over a 3-year period, and because of that, we have some kind of a leeway for us to be able to then do the verifications and the risks that needs to happen, and hence our point that just a late for 2016. That process will start earlier by the end of that year. We will then be in a position to find the appropriate values and intend using the useful values of those assets when we do the valuation. What is the effect? And PMT has been trying to report on the progress over time. Now that we have transfer functions, what are the impact of those transfer functions to the accounts of PMTE? The issues around the non-exchange revenue is something new because of the nature of the businesses and the accounting basis. We are now coming from the business side of payroll, which is a new transfer from DPW to PLTE. And as a result of this, we are going to report a significant amount of surplus as opposed to a historical deficit that PLTE has been reporting on over time. I was just going to highlight here what were the changes in transformation charges to go into the mental, which is the actual recognition of the leases that we are learning that we are deriving from our client departments for leases, the leasing and the freehold, which is owned, those that we own. So we are not recognizing construction revenue anymore. Why? Because we now appeal to own the assets and are no longer recovering money for construction that we are doing on behalf of our clients. As construction revenue, to recognize that this accommodation will have the chance to be moved to other kind of partners. We've unpacked natural assets in terms of the property, plant, and equipment, so that we can then explain better in the notes. We've identified the intangible assets that we have. We then also define our investment property, heritage assets, which are those materials like what one needs to highlight for to understand the financials with them. And as I said, there's a freehold private, which is charged with 15,000 time buttons, which will show now there's no loss to the actual side of the whole thing. and then there's also an anexed style of Tibetan, which is old in the Indian Amorites, as far as I said, no more construction, but we knew that we are recognizing. Even though the financial position and the set of financial statements that we have for KT, the first would be the financial position, which is on page 280 of the annual report for members. And as you can see from that, we're reporting asset base of about 12.9 billion as opposed to in the prior year of 3.6 billion. We're looking to go down the asset itself, the top line and the bottom on top. So it's a property, private equipment, and investment property, which has been inflected at 10.3 trillion. And in the prior year, we did not have that in the KMTP. That was also in the main book of Hamsi as part of the book. And then that's really the impact of what you can see from the challenges of sacrifices of KMTP. What has this done to this swamp? The forces of KMTE from 1.9 billion rands from deficit to an 8.5 billion rand surplus. And remember, the surplus is still at very conservative numbers of valuation in terms of the asset and stuff. So we believe that if we once we've done the proper valuation, that surplus will be sensibly large than what we disclosed in the current. In terms of performance itself, again, because of the change in the council of functions, the loss situation of KMT has moved from a loss, if you want to call it, of 46 million to a surplus of profit of 2.9 million. And this is not because of the way we now started to count, but this is what we recognize as revenue. This is what we did in the prior year. This is what we did in this charity. And we just tried to indicate based on the increase of supply, compare year on year what would have happened in terms of the numbers. The first one is revenue from exchange, plus because of the annual escalations that are there, and revenue from non-exchange transactions would be revenue that you would like for not being allocated in results. And these are the kind of things that we have to account for, like the costs that are incurred by the partner on behalf of PLTE, for which the department is not actually covering of PLTE. These are the kind of things over time in terms of the director too. The investigation will happen and the country will have to stop us other things come. The PMT, because of the expenses, has been at 324 million and again also going back to a number of years that the public is searching around because of the new stuff in our projects that we have spoken about in properties that you're paying for, this was no occupation, and I think the process of some of that is still on the way. Related to the charges, I think we take this to 4 billion for the PLTP, and that's where it's coming from, and I think the issue is where this is coming from, the detailed report on that one, the minister did mention earlier on, that this is a product of a lot of effort that we put into this by the department, and we come back to transactions as far as 2001, and total about 1.8 million transactions, and this is what we have covered into the regular expenditure, which then means all the things that are sitting in there. So I'm going to know about 350 transactions that will be investigated so that we can be then in addition to the regular expenditure that we report upon. What are we doing with all the findings that we've been provided by the AG for both the DPW and the PMT? We have presented them, and generated a detailed report of action plans per branch in the department to deal with all the findings of private GAs, which are PDGs, and all signed and certified the plans that for focus on accountability. The all the action plans that we presented before the audit committee. And the audit committee has provided its own inputs and results and reviews of these action plans to be done by the two audit and the agency themselves. And that these reviews must be signed off at the end of October. And that process fully started to audit to start and start to do the work. In terms of the findings themselves, in terms of the DPW, is the main goal. Even though it's not obtained or qualified for the power, met a certain natural arrangement by AG which via action. One of them is that if you're understanding in the world of Turkey, I think we take that, that was announced or to the tune of $1 million to come back to the Turkey. I mean, the factor of measures that we summary high level is that we need to improve our planning, and one of that is the implementation of the IMS, which is like 30 million measuring system in the department. And we need to emphasize that on the ESCO, it's put the reviews of infrastructure spending. I think we did indicate during the previous presentation that it established a war room to look at all the blockages within the supply chain management process. One other point about the aid was that procurement and contract management for general internal exploitation not effective. We've gone through a sponsor process to inform our SCF. That in terms of the rollout program, where we are looking at things around the demand and acquisition management, contract administration, support and production management, and procurement processes. The AG raises issues around the reliability of the product information, especially around PWP. What we're going to do that we increase our oversight and accountability in terms of all the structures that we set up and mention was made earlier of the establishment of the new branch, which focuses on all the governance issues, the governance and risk and compliance watch. And that would deal with the issues that were raised by the agency around the reliability of our project information, as well as the planning and performance management. I think the issue that was also raised around management, and as I keep saying, the whole governance structure of the department would be looked at to ensure that there's accountability throughout. For the PMTE, in terms of what were the things that were raised by the AG, it was around the various structure, and it was about the conflicts and approvals of the various structure. As you recall, I would say that there's some accounting for PMTE on accrual basis and not cash basis. However, the recognition of the various structure was purely based on the transactions in which cash was paid. It was actually related to the provisions of the reasoning that it was not the provisions that you know to be the case. Treasury issued a new guideline that actually called for the provisions of accounting for the expenditure on the 27th of May, and that was too late for us to go back and have to state our figures to be able to go back, and as the Prime Minister must make. The operating leases that were not fully accounted for. I think our lease review process, we are on the second one, trying to deal with all the lease issues to ensure that all the lease data is verified and the accounting records are collected. And we are now moving and procure a proper lease management module and are starting to operationalize and to learn from the way we manage our leases and improve our efficiencies on the lease side. We are close, that's how does the department determine accrual. This is an expenditure that may not have been paid, but that was not paid, but you have not met the expenditure for a year. I think the processes that we are engaging in terms of the rolling out of our building accounting system, as you know, the procurement system that will assist us with the accounting, with a poor based accounting in the department. And then we are going to execute the purchasing module. It's a module which will help us be able to start to run operations on the basis of raising purchase orders back to the end of the value chain when the source is provided. So yes, we have a plan, there's a detailed action plan, this is a high level overview of what plans we're going to do, touching on those things that we are highlighted by the agency. But there's a whole detailed action plan that we will be monitoring throughout the year, ourselves internally, the some orders will be reporting to the audit committee in terms of the progress that management is making around dealing with the issues that were raised by the agency as the basis for the qualifications that we have. Honorable members and chair, I think that is about high level review of the financial functions or financial state of affairs of the department and PFTE and this is our
thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Thanks to the Director General and those who have made presentations thus far. we have had lots of food for thought. The time has come for food for sustenance. May I suggest that we pray for half an hour and then come back and deal expeditiously with the rest of the agenda. The cheapest watch in the room says it's 3:30. So 10 minutes extra will take us to 2:10. Thank you very much. The rush I'm told is on the second floor.
Oh, sorry.